Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisor, Say the Darndest Things in My Mom's Favorite Christian Financial Advisor. As a certified private wealth advisor professional, I'm here to help you answer life's most difficult questions. Make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe. It really helps with the algorithm. But today, we have a very special story. We are going to talk about a 46-year-old with two children and recently divorced who only has roughly $140,000 saved. What should she do? Should she hire a financial advisor? How does she reach those goals, knowing that she has just gone through one of the most difficult events anyone may go through in life? Well, we're going to talk about this and more on this episode of Financial Advisor Say the Darndest Things. Welcome to Financial Advisor Say the Darndest Things, where we teach you how to be rich in spirit and righteous in action. Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgeway. And once again, we are talking about a 46-year-old woman who has two kids and recently divorced, and they have a question. So I'm going to read it to you now. It says, I'm 46 years old, getting divorced and have two kids. I don't own a house and I have $280,000 in a 401k from employment. This will be reduced to $140,000 after the divorce is over. It feels like I'm starting over from scratch. What should I do first? Buy a home or focus on investing? I also need to take care of my kids' college expenses, but I'm confused about where to start, how to lead a decent retirement life at this age. My goals are to buy a home, save money for my kids' college, and retire soon with decent income to take care of myself. How can I make these things happen? Is this something a financial advisor could help me figure out? Well, the answer to this question is yes, this is something that a financial advisor can help you out. I think the misconception about financial advisors is that they only really deal with stocks and bonds. But really, we work with life events because everything runs off of money. So first of all, I want to send my condolences to you because divorce, once again, can be very devastating, not only financially, but spiritually and emotionally. One of the things it does to us is changes how we see money and how we actually react to money going in the future. Think about it. You just saved up $280,000 with one event that you can't control. Now you lose 50%. Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you for reaching out to a financial advisor to ask this type of question, because we need to seek counsel. It says in Proverbs that with many counsels, plans succeed. Without many counselors, plans fail. But let's look on the bright side here. Divorce is actually going to give you an opportunity to reconstruct your life. Think about it. When you get married, you have kids, you have this combined plan where your goals are really combined with someone else's. This gives you an opportunity to let your goals be your goals and you become more accountable for their outcome. Now, one of the first things I would do is prioritize your financial goals. What do you want to get accomplished? Start from the top to the bottom. Figure out what are your biggest priorities. Is buying a home really a top priority at the moment? Or is getting your kids to college? This is for informational purposes only. This is not financial advice. If you need financial advice, you will have to schedule a consultation with me. You can go to www.abrwealthmanagement.com, set up a consultation, and we can go more into these details. This is really for general information only. With that said, maybe buying a home isn't your number one priority at the moment. Because think of the housing market, it may cost you a lot of money trying to put a down payment that could take away from your college expenses. Once again, that can also take away from your financial freedom or the ability to make day-to-day transactions with you and your children. So getting into a home may not be the best thing possible. With the market as it is, renting may be more ideal. Also, you're going through a traumatic event, so things are going to change and things are going to change rapidly. Are you going to move close to your spouse? Are you going to move your kids away from your spouse? Are you going to stay in the same city? Are you going to stay in the same job? All these are going to determine if you're going to buy or if you're going to rent. The second thing is that college is a luxury, not a right. So the idea that we need to save for our kids' college is a very respectable goal. But at the same time, there are other ways that we can manage our assets. You contributing to a 529 plan to invest for their college may disqualify them for certain financial-based awards. You're saying that you're going through a divorce. I don't know what your financial situation looks like, but they may be able to get scholarships and grants based on how much money you are bringing into the household. That is something we want to consider. Second of all, we want to make sure that we add that accountability to our children. We don't want to shoulder the responsibility of shoveling out $60,000, $70,000 a year for our child who can just score high on the SAT by studying. This idea that we have to pay for our children to get through college is one that's pretty archaic. We understand the value of college, but once again, this is their first opportunity to take responsibility for their own financial future and investing into that time to study, to figure out what they want to do, and go to a school that aligns with their goals is going to be a very great opportunity for them to enter the real world. So don't strip them of that luxury. Now, as a parent, you can reserve some cash just in case they fall short, as most kids will do. What do these goals actually mean to you? Is owning a home a top priority? Will this change your lifestyle in any form or fashion? It may just be something that you're used to. So you want to consider how important getting a home is and putting it on your timeline. Is it something that you can do in 5 years, 10 years, or 15 years, or something you need to get right away to show that you're stable or something like that for the divorce proceedings? Once again, you're going to seek counsel, seek your lawyer, for these different types of scenarios to make sure we're making decisions that actually align with different court orders. What does your kids going to college actually mean to you as well? Did you not go to college? Did you go to college and you want them to follow in your footsteps? And my final question would be is, what are you going to do after retirement? You state that you want to retire early, but what do you have planned for retirement? Are you going to remarry? Are you going to work into retirement? Are you going to vacation for the rest of your life? All this is going to determine how much we need to save in order to retire. Because if you're going to go on a trip to Peru or Panama or Costa Rica every 3 months because you love to vacation and you want to tour the world, we're going to have to save up a lot more money. But if you're a homebody, your home is finally paid off and you have low to no bills, then maybe we don't need to save as much. So these are going to be different variables that we are going to consider when we're thinking about retiring and what we should do with our finances. Now, as far as finding a financial advisor that aligns with your goals, the first thing you may want to do is seek counseling. As I said before, divorce can be a very traumatic event for you. You know, even though we like to go through denial, then we go through the different stages such as anger and regret and negotiations and things of that nature. So we want to make sure that we are truly healing from this life-changing event. We have a thing what we call money scripts. Money scripts is how you see money as you grew older. Maybe you got an allowance and that changed how you worked. You know, you did chores, you got paid for. So your relationship with money is, I do something, I get paid. Maybe you had an allowance and you didn't have to do anything. So now you think that, well, I can get money and I don't have to do anything because I'm entitled and I should get it. All these are going to change how we see money. Going through a divorce may change how we see money. And we are emotionally driven. So we make emotional decisions and we justify them logically. So what we want to do is seek counseling, see where our emotions are, make sure that we reconcile the things that we are feeling so we can make better financial decisions, or at least articulate this to our financial advisor. If getting a house is a top priority, let's make it one. If getting your kids into college is a top priority, let's do that. But we also have to understand the consequences that come with it. Once again, we put a large down payment on a home, we end up moving because of a new job opportunity that we apply for in Nebraska, and we're here in Louisiana, that may cause some problems trying to offload that home, move into a new home, and pay both of the mortgages until that house actually sells. So yes, you do have $140,000 saved, but we don't know if that's really going to be good or to be bad. It really depends on your lifestyle, your expenses, and how much money you're able to save. But one thing I will recommend for you is to save as much towards your retirement as you can. The ability to live below your means, that is going to create financial security. So as you go through some of these difficult situations, you'll have the assets necessary to pay for things. So yes, you can do all these things. And think about this. You're 46 years old. You are still young. 46 is not old at all. Think about it. You have another 20 years until you reach pretty much full retirement age. You can start a whole nother career, start a whole nother life, get back on your feet, and get back on track before you retire. And that is the beauty of financial planning. So start soon, start early, and start working. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.